pop quiz. You've got a folder full of 1,000 digital pictures, and you need to rename each one of them. How do you do it? Stick around, and I'll show you how to rename all of them in less than 30 seconds.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me today. I'd hate to have to sit here and talk to myself, so I'm glad you're here. As you just heard, this is indeed the Computer Tutor Podcast, and I am Scott Johnson. I do computer repairs here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and I also fix computers through my remote support service for clients all over the U.S. This is episode number 13, and what that means to you is that you can find this information on my website at computertutorflorida.com/013. These days, just about everyone has a digital camera. You can get a decent one for less than $100, and it actually will take great high-resolution pictures. SD memory cards can hold thousands of photos, so you don't even have to be skimpy on what pictures to take. You remember those old cameras that used to use film? I remember keeping an eye on the picture count on the little window on the back of the camera because I knew I only had a roll of 36 exposure film, so I better just take the pictures I really wanted or I'd have to open a new roll of film. And of course, you had the expense of the film itself and then the expense of getting the film developed. Now you can spend a whole afternoon taking hundreds of pictures of your cat without even thinking about it. But there's one thing that no camera can do. Your camera cannot automatically name your pictures based on its content. Let's say, for an example, let's say you go to a wedding and you take a few hundred pictures. Now, when you get back home, you transfer those pictures to your computer. So now you have a folder that contains hundreds or maybe more of digital pictures. Now, look at the file names for those pictures. There's something like DCH548392, you know, some name that doesn't really mean anything. They're just assigned by the camera, and that file name says nothing about what's happening in the picture. So that means you have to rename them. That's easy, right? You just right-click on the picture, choose Rename, and type the new name. But you have hundreds of them. It's going to take forever. Well, there's an easy way to quickly give each picture a more meaningful name than the numeric file name that was assigned by the camera. Here's how you do it. First, open the folder that has all of those wedding pictures that you took. So you see all the files listed there. Now, hold down the Control key. That's in the lower left corner of your keyboard. And while you're holding down the Control key, tap the letter A. What this does is it highlights all of the files in that folder. That means whatever you do with one file is also going to happen to all the other files. Now do a right-click on one of the pictures, and in the new menu that pops up, choose Rename. Now you just need to type a name. Now the name that you choose should be something that applies to all of the pictures in the folder. For example, just like the word wedding, or Wedding November 2012, or Stephanie and Joshua Get Married, or you know, something like that. And once you've typed the name, hit the Enter key on your keyboard. Now, take a look at those file names. Every one of the pictures in this folder has that file name. It doesn't matter if there's 10 pictures or 10,000. They all have the name that you just typed, followed by a sequential number. That's because Windows doesn't allow files that are in the same folder to have the exact same name. So your files will be named something like Wedding 1, Wedding 2, Wedding 3, and so on, all the way to the end. For some people, in some situations, this renaming process will be all that's necessary. On the other hand, if you want each individual photo to have a name that represents what is actually happening in that specific photo, you will have to do that manually. Like Stephanie walking down the aisle, or Stephanie and Josh cutting the cake. Those have to be done with each photo individually. So whether you are a professional photographer or just someone that likes to take pictures on certain occasions, this should definitely save you some time in keeping your photos properly identified once they're on your computer. This episode is the 13th episode I put out, and I would really love to hear what you think of this podcast. Are the episodes too long, too short? Do you find the topics relevant? Here's a question. If you could change something about this podcast, what would it be? Maybe you'd change the fact that there are sirens going past my office window right now. Anyway, please let me know. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com. That's pctutor@gmail.com. Or just use the contact form at my website, computertutorflorida.com. I really appreciate any feedback that you can offer. And thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.